Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. We're in full off-season mode, and let's do a little buy or sell off-season style.
Let's go for it.
All right, the first opinion here, John, comes from Yahoo Sports, and they say that Jacoby Jones, the guy who had two touchdowns in the Super Bowl, the guy who was electric all season long in the kick returning game, they say that he is a potential salary cap casualty because he's due $4 million next year, and he played in less than 40% of the snaps this season. Are you buying or selling that?
I am selling that. Interesting rationale. I mean, yeah, you want to put your money in guys that play more than 40% of the time, no question about it. So I see where they're coming from there. But you also want to put your money in guys that make big plays. And nobody made more big plays than Jacoby Jones. I mean, how many games did he win this year for the Ravens? A lot. I mean, regardless, they've been looking for years for the number three receiver. They found that and more in Jacoby Jones. A game breaker. He's back.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next opinion here, this one's from the Baltimore Sun, John. This talks about Joe Flacco. Obviously, lots of discussion about him, lots of opinions about him, especially after he's a reigning Super Bowl MVP. But the Baltimore Sun says that overall this season, the grade he gets for the year is a B. Are you buying or selling that?
That's interesting. I am buying that. I think that's fair. Joe had his ups and downs during the year. I mean, I think even the loyalist Raven fan would say, awesome postseason, no doubt about it. He had his ups and downs during the season. I think a B, maybe a B plus.
Mm-hmm. I mean, winning the Super Bowl maybe gets you that plus.
Yeah,
level.
I think you get a B plus, but yeah, I can see where that's coming from. I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm. All right, the third opinion today, John. A couple other big name free agents. This one's from Sports Illustrated, and they say that re-signing linebacker Danielle Ellerby is a priority over Kerry Williams or Paul Kruger, over both of those guys.
I'm buying that. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think that the Ravens are not going to be able to keep everybody.
Right.
There's no doubt. So, yes, you're going to have to establish priorities. I think Kruger, it would be great to keep them all. Kruger is coming into his own. He's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to keep Paul Kruger, in my opinion. Kerry Williams, the same situation. Ellerby is a position where, with Ray Lewis retiring, they are desperate. I mean, the Ravens, Ozzie Newsome has said it's his top priority, the middle of the defense. There's a guy that was their best linebacker in a lot of respects this year, I feel. So you've got him. Sign him and put him in the middle of your defense, maybe for years to come. I think that Danielle Ellerby is the most important guy there.
All right, so Danielle Ellerby, the top priority for the defense, of course, the top priority on the offensive side of the ball. That would be quarterback Joe Flacco. They got to take care of him first, and then everything else kind of falls into place after that. So those are the things that we'll be watching over the next couple of weeks. And to keep you covered on all of that, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.